That man in the video was Dr. Ahmet Akhtar Babuna. He is a neurosurgeon, Turkish neurosurgeon, author and speaker on Islam, and he joins us from Istanbul. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
I know, my pleasure. I know that you saw the video of my run-in with Ahmet Chaudhry, who wanted to know from my staff if I was Jewish, and then we had a very confrontational interview. It's interesting. You told me off the air he doesn't represent Islam, and you just said on that bite that you can't, the Muslim terrorists, the Islamic terrorists, you can't call them that because you're either a terrorist or you're Islamic. Is that what you believe?
Definitely. I mean, according to the Quran, killing innocent people is like murdering entire humanity, and there is no justification for killing.
Right, let me stop you for a second. Yeah. But what is innocent people? You see, the terrorists would not say that the magazine, the terrorists would cite verses from the Quran, which I cannot name you, but I've talked to enough people, where these people committed blasphemy against Muhammad, therefore they're not innocents. Israelis, Jews, are not innocents because they're in the minds of the terrorists, they're committing a crime, taking Palestinian land or whatever. So when you say, and others say, the Quran says you can't kill innocent people, it all hinges on what the definition of innocent is.
Well, according to the Quran, there is qisas. Maybe you have heard about that. For example, if somebody murders another person, if it is its murder is verified by a court, for example, with evidences, then you have to ask his family, the family of the victim. If the family allows, there is execution, a death penalty. However, also God says in the Quran, forgiving is better. So that is only justification. Otherwise, everybody is innocent until, for example, there is a verdict that he is a criminal. In fact, in what you mentioned about the Prophet, there are fabricated hadiths about that. There is a bigotry and there is true Islam from the Quran. If you look at the fabricated hadiths, you're right. I mean, there is death penalty who insult our Prophet. But this is not, this is incompatible with the Quran. For example, to dissent, you cannot kill other people just because they have different ideas. There is, of course, there is a civilized manner you can handle these situations. But according to the Quran, you cannot kill. The war situation, there is also a war situation according to the Quran, but this is only for defensive purposes. God says, if you are fought against, the permission is given to fight. So you can only being attacked, military to military, you can defend yourself, but Allah also says in the Quran, do not go beyond the limits. That means you cannot bomb the cities, you cannot kill innocent civilians, innocent people.
All right, but doctor, let me ask you this. Recent polls have shown that there's a huge, huge percentage of Muslims who believe that if you leave the faith, it's okay to be killed. How do you explain that?
Well, there are fabricated hadiths. You're right. It's called murtad, an Arabic word.
No, but that might be fabricated, but the polls are the polls, and people buy into this. So when you say that it's not Islam, it's not representative of Islam, I'm giving you instances here where any other religion would say, what, are you crazy?
Well, you're right. I mean, this pervades the Islamic world because these fabricated hadiths are accepted by the Sunni sects, by the Shia also. But we have to educate them. That is the only solution. Using force is not a solution. Violence cannot be stopped with violence. Using military force is not a solution. We have to educate. Well, you know, United States went to Afghanistan and in Iraq after September 11. What happened?
All right, Doc, we got to continue this another time, Doc. I'm out of time, but you're welcome back. Thank you very much. Harry Houck, a retired NYPD, is next.